B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, do you have time for a quickie?
I absolutely do, especially with you, Roxanne. Yes.
What's going on in your family life?
Okay, so I've been obsessed lately, basically just trying to, and I guess I'm working a little bit ahead, but I'm also behind schedule. That's my life. Getting my daughter registered for kindergarten.
Oh, girl, uh-huh. I am deadline oriented.
Okay.
Like, you have to tell me if you don't have her registered by tomorrow, she's not going to be in school.
Right.
So I need that.
All the paperwork is like in my car. I just haven't physically dropped it off yet because they said that we could also email it. But, you know, it has to do with social security numbers and stuff like that, too. So I was like, well, it's close to my house, so I'll just stop by. So I get to leave work a little bit early today. So I'm planning on doing that. And then I was looking at all the school supplies that they need, like the list.
Girl, yes.
Okay. It's a lot. And it's not really like a one-stop shop.
Okay. And as a new mom, we're still new moms, right? Because everything is new now because it's the first child going into kindergarten.
Yes.
I'm looking at the list. We'll have to compare lists.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is this?
I don't even know
what
it is.
This? Like, there's so much room to be wrong on your purchase. Like, I could buy it and it could be the wrong thing that they're describing because they leave a little to the imagination.
Right. And then my daughter will have to wear a uniform.
Mine too.
Okay. So I didn't.
Are they at the same school?
No. I don't think so. But similarly, do they have to wear like the school logo on it, or can they just wear blank uniforms, you know, that you can get from like Old Navy or something?
Have not gotten to that part of it.
Thank you.
Don't know.
Jump on board my train that I've been on for a little while now. So I
found
out.
That's taking some detours.
Oh my God, everywhere. And I found out that you can do either. And then I had to check because I'm on a private Facebook page for incoming kindergartners.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter will be graduating 2035. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
So mine too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Isn't that crazy?
No, we have a thing in our house. We don't like to say, like my sitter the other day, Evelyn said something about however many years, like 90 years from now. And she's like, it was shorter than that. But, and my sitter was like, oh, I'll be X amount of years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we don't talk numbers.
That
we're
is
very
so funny because Aubrey asked me last night again how old I was. And I always tell her I'm 16.
Oh, perfect.
Because she thinks that's old.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, how old is daddy? And I go, oh, well, and I tell his like actual age. Yeah. And she goes, oh, my goodness. I'm like, I know. Daddy married such a younger woman. We're like the same age. But
I do the same thing. Doug and I are the same age, but I tell her Doug is older. I tell the real age.
Right.
And then she's always like, she'll just bring it up arbitrarily.
Right.
Daddy's going to die before you because he's so much older than you.
That's exactly what she said. She brought, how did we just happen that yesterday? I'm in the kitchen cooking and I make up, you know, 16 years mm-hmm. old and daddy's blah, blah. And then she goes, that means daddy's going to die first, right? And I looked at her and I was like, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I was like, people, you know, die, you know, different times. You know, it's unexpected sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes it's health. And she's like, no, daddy's definitely going to die first. And I was just started laughing. And I'm like,
they had the exact, she said the same thing.
Wow.
Daddy's
going to die first. Okay.
Because he's old.
Right. Mom. And you don't want to get too morbid with it.
No.
But then it's like also how their minds work is so funny. And it's also funny that our daughters are, I mean, similar age and similar mindset.
I took you off track.
No, it's totally fine.
Which is what we were talking about, being off track.
Oh, yes. For sure. Yes. Well, jump back on the train for kindergarten. Yeah. So I guess they can either wear the uniforms with the school logo or not. And so I posted on this private Facebook page. And then I was like, hey, I don't want my daughter to fit in and not be like, you know, the outsider.
So what do more people do?
It's right. A mixture. There's no... And there were actual moms on there that have kids that are older in the school. And they were like, no, no joke. It's a mixture. And nobody cares. So just.
Right.
And I was thinking, I was like, okay. And there was like a little life hack. The Old Navy packets mm-hmm. that you can get. Anybody that's listening, by the way, and their kids are going into a uniform situation.
This is a good one.
Okay,
yeah.
Seriously. They have all your uniforms at Old Navy. And it's like a 3-pack for like $15.
Wow.
All this stuff. So anyway. Go to Old Navy, and they're having like a 50% off thing right now for uniforms. But anyway, that made me feel better because, you know, they're growing like weeds and all that stuff. Then I found out about backpacks and the size of backpacks that you need to go into kindergarten. You think that they need a smaller one that's cute. No, because they're growing like weeds and it won't hold most of their supplies and books. So you need to make sure you buy the large one. Like, this sounds like very intricate things, but it's just stuff I had no idea about. And I'm passing along the knowledge mm-hmm. to you because I don't know if you have to order a backpack. I'm going to order like a cute little one for her. So she's like fitting in and it looks cute.
Right.
Get her ready. And I'm anxious about this. Have you thought about this? Like her walking into the cafeteria for the first time, not knowing where to sit. Like, this is what's going to happen.
It's crazy.
Isn't it crazy? I know. Oh, it's exciting,
wow.
But it's also like.
It is.
I know.
And all those feelings come back of.
Yes.
Wow. I know. I was such a nervous Nelly when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I was nervous about going. I remember sitting on the playground by myself because I transferred to a new school.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has zero fear about that. It's crazy. Okay. She's just like, she can't wait to go. It's nuts. She just started a camp this week. Yeah. Not nervous at all. She's telling me, yeah, one of the girls was crying today. She missed her mom. And I go, you don't. She's like, no, I like going.
Well, that's good. As long as she feels comfortable. I do remember like not knowing where to sit and mm-hmm. like maybe eating in the bathroom a couple
Aww.
Of times. Yeah. Just because there was, I think that was more so like a little bit older.
Because
like when you're
school.
Kids, it's not so, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm assuming it's not going to be as clicky that fast.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, all those, you know, you don't know where to sit. You don't know where you belong. And yeah, all those emotions are just rushing back to me because I'm going to be stepping to this elementary school after this. And I'm just going to be like, oh my gosh.
It's so
transitional.
Crazy.
So crazy. So busy.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
I know. And you're going to be doing the same thing. So here you go. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this a lot.
Yes.
Since both of our kids, our daughters are going to be doing this.
Okay. Fast forwarding to middle school, just because you said you remember eating in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you used to have this happen when you were in middle school where you would go, if you ever took a vacation with your family, like during the year, usually you took vacations during winter break or spring break, but say your family said, okay, we're going to take a week off and we're going XYZ place.
Yes.
So you would take that vacation. And I remember being in middle school and I would hate taking a vacation because all my people I sat with at lunch, mm-hmm. you'd go on vacation and then they would just talk crap about you
while you were
the
gone.
Whole time you were gone. Mm-hmm. And then you'd come back and you had like no friends.
Yes. Yes.
And then you had to reintegrate back into, and
remember
then it was whoever.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You were kind of ostracized a little bit because you left. Yeah. And I also feel like that's, you know, I don't know, part of middle school. Not that I support it at all. But, you know, I think it's just part of trying to figure out where you fit in.
Right.
And who's really your friend. And if it's okay to exclude people or if they really like you. I do remember a lot of that. Middle school is very difficult. I remember my mom taking me out of public school around that time and intentionally, because I was getting in trouble too, for certain reasons that you just were talking about. Like
what
bullying
were you getting
and,
in trouble for? I can't picture you getting in trouble for.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I was starting to become a troublemaker in the sixth grade. I was living in St. Augustine at that time.
Were you in a gang?
No, I don't know if there's any gangs in St. Augustine, by the way. That'd be a very old gang. Yeah.
A historic gang.
Ponce de Leon gang. Yeah, I just not listening to my teachers, getting in fights with other students and kids.
See, that's gang related.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the next.
Pretty much, maybe
it's the precursor. It's
gang,
the marijuana
gang.
Of, you know, fighting. Gateway behavior.
I was not like feel like I was being accepted and I was just, I don't know. So my mom put me in private school and it just changed everything. But they also say like middle school is like the most difficult. They say high school is difficult, but middle school is because of all the hormones. So anyway, I digress. But yeah, I was getting into a lot of trouble. I just want Aubrey, my oldest, is going into kindergarten, just to have like a good clean slate of like no picking on right away. I want her to fit in. That's why I asked about the uniforms, the backpacks and all that stuff, because I don't want her to, you know, this is the time. This is the time where the girls and boys are going to be picked on a little bit more and it's starting a new school year. So I want to make sure that she fits in a little bit. She doesn't have to worry about certain things.
I know. I know. The first day you don't want them to have to do that. Okay. Let's do two teaser things here because I have so much more I want to talk about. And I want to spend time on these topics.
Sure.
They just popped into my head. But before, so we wrapped it up. You got to go to Old Navy. To get the
shirts.
Yeah,
there's
and the
Old
uniforms.
Navy. I heard JCPenney's is great too, and I hear that their uniforms last a little bit longer over there because they're made a little bit durable. So just passing that along.
Okay, so the two things I really want to get into next week. Number one, I was talking to sixth, seventh, and eighth grade teacher.
Okay,
and she was telling me how the kids nowadays. I know we've heard this theme before, but have no respect.
Yeah.
They're so like direct and demanding and
rude.
She thinks it has to do with the technology, which I do too. And just the amount of choices that our kids have, like everything is at their fingertips on Netflix, on demand, too many choices.
Yep.
I realize choices, having too many, like even clothes, it's turning into an issue in our household.
Yeah.
So I need help with that.
Okay.
I want to talk a lot about
Let's do that next week.
The other thing, both our girls are going into kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Evelyn doesn't even know like proper names for boys' body parts. I haven't told her because I just don't want to tell her.
It's a good discussion.
Yes, I don't want to tell her and have her be the one at school saying those words and introducing other kids to them. If I know that other kids are going to know them, especially now that I didn't want to do it when she was in preschool. But now that we're going into kindergarten, I'm trying to remember how old was I when my mom and dad had the birds and the bees conversation with me. I know it was pre-first grade.
Wow, that's so young. My mom, I think it was like middle school.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was like definitely like middle school, like sixth grade, maybe fifth or sixth grade. So maybe fifth grade, but it was definitely later.
Oh, I was 5 years old. I was five, maybe six, but I think I was five.
Yeah. And then one of my girlfriends calls instead of like a pee-pee, she'll actually tell her daughters, like we say the word vagina in our house. And I'm on the latter side. I feel like that word's a little harsh just in my household. You do what you want.
Right.
But in my household, I prefer like, you know, pee-pee.
Proper.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. You don't say. Me too.
I don't
we say
need
privates.
You to say penis or vagina in my house and you're 4 or 5. That's just my preference. Again, my best friend chooses to do that and I really support her. But yeah, for me, I just like a little bit more sugar coating. But I like her to know like that is a male.
Right.
You know, whatever. And then so she does know the difference. But yeah, it's a sensitive topic and everybody kind of disagrees on it.
Well, you know, I always say privates because I want to reinforce that that's your body part. Nobody's going to touch it.
Yep.
But what happened is it's coming back to me now. In my house, when I was a kid, my mom would show us pictures of like where babies come from, the mama's stomach, things like that. And there was one page that she flipped to that showed the sperm and the egg. And she said, you know, the sperm is from the dad and the egg is from the mom. I was like, well, how does the sperm get in there?
Mm-hmm.
And that preempted she was like, okay, I guess I have to talk to Roxanne about it
because
she's asking. Right. She's asking questions. Well, it's different with my daughter because I've made a big deal about the story about how she was made. Mm-hmm. A little piece of daddy, a little piece of mommy, put in a lab. So she can't even think beyond that.
Right.
And I'll refer to casually the normal way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Daviana got here because of the normal way.
Right.
But she hasn't asked what that is.
Okay.
So anyways, we'll have to delve into that.
That's so interesting. I can't wait to talk about
it. Yeah. Okay.
Seriously, that's great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.